From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Iraqi special forces backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes advanced on central to Crete Thursday after days of a stalled offensive. VOA's Carla Babb has the story.
The Pentagon Thursday said Iraqi security forces have surrounded the city of Tikrit as coalition airstrikes work to take out Islamic State targets. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
They have Tikrit essentially encircled. They're in pre-combat, ready-to-move positions around the city.
The Pentagon, which on Wednesday classified the offensive as, quote, stalled, is now eagerly supporting the battle. General Lloyd Austin, who oversees U.S. operations in Iraq, told the Senate Thursday the forces originally fighting for Tikrit did not have a coherent plan of attack or an organized command and control. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Gulf Arab warplanes bombed Shiite Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Thursday as a Saudi Arabian-led military offensive continued. Airstrikes are focused on military sites at the rebel-held capital of Sana'a, including the main airport. Shiite Houthis say at least 18 people were killed, 24 wounded. United Nations on Thursday painted an increasingly grim picture of the humanitarian crisis in Syria. UN Human Rights Chief Valerie Amos said the number of Syrians living in besieged areas who are at risk of death by starvation, dehydration, and a lack of medical care has nearly doubled to 440,000. Amos said Syria's life expectancy is estimated to be 20 years less than when the civil war started. This is VOA News. French authorities say the co-pilot of a doomed German Wings jetliner deliberately crashed the aircraft into the side of a mountain in the French Alps on Tuesday, killing all 150 people on board.
Die französischen Behörden haben ja heute im Rahmen einer Pressekonferenz bekannt gegeben, dass es Hinweise darauf gibt, dass
in Germany, police spokesman Markus Nitzeri confirmed the news and indicated that they were searching the apartment of the co-pilot, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, a German national who locked the pilot out of the cockpit of the plane, then manually changed controls to send the aircraft into the mountains north of Nice. Flight 9525 was bound from Barcelona to Dusseldorf when it crashed. In Nigeria tomorrow, voters go to the polls in the country's most hotly contested presidential and parliamentary elections since the end of military rule in 1999. President Goodluck Jonathan faces 13 candidates in his bid for re-election, his prime challenge coming from Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress, the first opposition party able to challenge significantly the ruling People's Democratic Party. VOA's And Look reports.
Nigeria votes amid uncertainty. Africa's largest economy is faltering. Tumbling global oil prices have laid bare its failure to diversify and save for a rainy day. The devaluation of the naira is starting to hit Nigerians' wallets in this import-dependent country. Economists warn of some serious belt-tightening ahead. And the Northeast is a battlefield. Suicide attacks have continued. Nigerian and regional troops are advancing against Boko Haram and working to hold on to the territory liberated so far this year. Hundreds of thousands are displaced and may not be able to vote. Politically, there's a sense that anything can happen. And look, VOA News, Abuja.
Police in Uganda say they have received credible information that the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is planning an attack on the capital, Kampala. The police say Al-Shabaab may target public places such as hotels, as well as markets, malls, parks, and have urged people to watch out for suspicious activity or for objects. South Korea today demanded the immediate release of two nationals arrested in North Korea on espionage charges. North announced late Thursday that it had arrested two South Korean men late last year in the Chinese border city of Dandong. The official Korean Central News Agency said the two took part in anti-DPRK smear campaign organized by U.S. intelligence and the South Korean National Intelligence Service.
That's the latest world news from VOA.